Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, and for those that will be listening with other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this December 23rd, 2023. This is our lesson 398 of our chapter 78 entitled Calvary, but this is our part 7. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask once more for our dear brother to bless us with the theme song of the Tiny Tot lesson, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Dear brother, your mic is mute.
Are you going to remind me to turn my mic back on? Yeah. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If anyone of the little one, helped by their mommy, their daddy, would like to open the section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for the Sabbath day. Jesus has the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall our labor, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. And do all thy work, and please attack, and please attack the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is story time, little ones, and our dear brother will be able to narrate it. We are going to begin a new chapter, chapter 16, entitled In Gethsemane, in our storybook, The Story About Jesus.
Now I have my mic on. Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 32, and John 5, 15 and 15, And they came to a place which was called Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. I wonder what version that is. I thought it was while I go and pray yonder. But anyway, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Next slide, please. The Savior's life on earth was a life of prayer. Many were the hours he spent alone with God. Often did he send up his earnest petitions to his Heavenly Father. Thus he received strength and wisdom to sustain him in his work, and to keep him from falling under the temptations of Satan. After eating the Passover supper with his disciples, Jesus went with them to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he often went to pray. As he walked, he talked with them and taught them. But as they neared the garden, he became strangely silent. All his life, Jesus had lived in the presence of his Father. The Spirit of God had been his constant guide and support. He always gave God the glory for his works on earth and said, I can of mine own self do nothing. John 5:30. Next slide, please. We can do nothing of ourselves. It is only by relying on Christ for all our strength that we can overcome and do his will on earth. We must have the same simple childlike trust in him that he had in his Father. Christ said, without me ye can do nothing. John 15:5. The terrible night of agony for the Savior began as they neared the garden. It seemed that the presence of God, which had been his support, was no longer with him. He was beginning to feel what it was to be shut out from his Father. Christ must bear the sins of the world as they were now laid upon him. They seemed more than he could endure. The guilt of sin was so terrible. He was tempted to fear that God could no longer love him. And that's taken from the story of Jesus, pages 101 and 102.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will review our first part of our new lesson entitled In Gethsemane, in a tiny tap storybook, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place on December the 30th, by God's grace, 2023. It is time, dear ones, to be able to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. This is a 52nd of the water topic, the water of life. And our dear brother will be able to share. So let's have a listening ears, little ones.
Sad blessings, everyone. Dear It appears today's us in concern of water, the water of life. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of Mark chapter 2, King James Version, in lesson 13, healings. In verses 5 to 12 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? Immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins ye forgive? Thy sins be forgiven thee? Or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, ye say to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. The final lesson in the water is lesson 6, water and cleanliness. And the memory verse is Isaiah 55:1, King James Version says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. And the character quality of the story, health or healthfulness versus conflict. Health or healthfulness is a harmonious state of complete physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Nature, water, and cleanliness. Scrupulous cleanliness is essential to both physical and mental health. Impurities are constantly thrown off from the body through the skin. Its millions of pores are quickly clogged unless kept clean by frequent bathing, and the impurities which should pass off through the skin become an additional burden to the other eliminating organs. Most persons will receive benefit from a cool or tepid bath every day, morning or evening. Instead of increasing the liability to take cold, a bath, if properly taken, fortifies against cold because it improves the circulation. The blood is brought to the surface, and a more easy and regular flow is obtained. The mind and the body are alike invigorated. The muscles become more flexible. The intellect is made brighter. The bath is a soother of the nerves. Bathing helps the bowels, the stomach, and the liver, giving health and energy to each. It promotes digestion. It is important also that the clothing be kept clean. The garments worn absorb the waste matter that passes off through the pores. If they are not frequently changed and washed, the impurities will be reabsorbed. Every form of uncleanliness tends to disease. Death-producing germs abound in dark, neglected corners, in decaying refuse, in dampness, and mold and must. No waste vegetables or heaps of fallen leaves should be allowed to remain near the house to decay and poison the air. Nothing unclean or decaying should be tolerated within the home. In towns or cities regarded perfectly healthful, many an epidemic of fever has been traced to decayed matter about the dwelling of some careless household. The Ministry of Healing, page 276.
Coffee, man.
Most of the prisoners told me about you.
No. Oh. No. No.
I can hear you.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Continue. For mine.
Okay.
Here in my mind are things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you clean your clothes, clean decay matters such as leaves.
What do you say?
Such as leaves away from your house, remember your lesson. Three, when you drink your water, remember the words of Jesus. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7:37. Remember how the paralytic came to Christ. And here and reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, as a family, clean up and clear away any waste that is around your house, such as too many trees and shrubs too close to the house. Three, for individual activities, stories and poems, use the booklet and tell children's Bible activity book for this quarter. Say a memory verse. Remarkable parent feed. All who receive the gospel message into the heart will long to proclaim it. The heaven-born love of Christ must find expression. Those who have put on Christ will relate their experience, tracing step-by-step the leadings of the Holy Spirit, their hungering and thirsting for the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. The results of their searching of the scriptures, their prayers, their soul agony, and the words of Christ to them, thy sins be forgiven thee. It is unnatural for any to keep these things secret, and those who are filled with the love of Christ will not do so. In proportion as the Lord has made them, the depositaries of sacred truth will be their desire that others shall receive the same blessing. As they make known the rich treasures of God's grace, more and still more of the grace of Christ will be imparted to them. They will have the heart of a little child in its simplicity and unreserved obedience. Their souls will pant after holiness, and more and more of the treasures of truth and grace will be revealed to them to be given to the world. Christ Object Lessons, page 125. Next to this scene is a picture of after he's drinking by a brook. Having water for drinking and for bathing. Continue. It's time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. This side will be sharing our dear sister Joan's amazing experiences. And these two pictures are pictures of coral. Continuing, and these two pictures are trees is covering up a hill. And these two pictures is of trees and mountains, and below says, our dear sister Ricia and family's photo sharing sceneries of India by a friend and. From a friend, and it says below, God encourages us to contemplate His works in the natural world. He desires that we shall turn our mind from the study of the artificial to the natural. We shall understand this better as we lift up our eyes to the hills of God and contemplate the works which His own hands have created. They are God's work. His hand has molded the mountains and balanced them in their position that they shall not be moved except at his command. The wind, the sun, the rain, the snow, and the ice are all his ministers to do his will. Manuscript 16, 1897. And continuing are more pictures of hills with trees on them. In these two pictures are a creek with some rocks. Now return the mic back to Mom now.
Dear brethren, the family of Cilicia and also of Sister Joan, if you would like to be able to share any comment on the pictures that were shared, you can unmute your mic to do so. If not, we are going to continue. So remember, little ones, Savior, here's my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the precious family that are in the room. For those that are joining in on other devices and later are recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. Our opening song to our theme is entitled Cover With His Life. You can find it in the hymn book number 412. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Look upon Jesus, sinless is he, Father impute his life unto me. My life was scarlet, my sin and woe, covered with his life, whiter than snow. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life was scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow. Deeper the wound shreds Gresham has made, red are the stains my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with thee, safe from the law that now judges me. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, fuller is his life, whiter than snow. Longing the joy of pardon to know, Jesus holds out the robe white as snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I wear thy pure life alone. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow.
Death for my sin, justified by his life pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his word, glorified when returneth my Lord, covered with his light, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know my life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow.
I believe our dear sister was trying to be able to sing as well. If you would like to repeat number 4, you could go ahead, dear sister. Sabbath blessing.
Thank you. Reconciled by his death for my sins, justified by his life pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his word, glorified when returneth my Lord, covered with his light, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know my life of scarlet, my sins and woe, covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If anyone of the little one or older sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open the family worship with prayer, please, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this offer this morning. We use the window of going on. Feel the creepers not here and the creepers here. And please, like, amen. And in Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 25 from the King James Version, and it reads, Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and our guests, we will continue with part 7, of our lesson entitled Calvary in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following verses, we will be covering pages 752 through 753.
John 19,
verse
26, King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
When? Jesus,
therefore,
saw his mourning
mother,
and the
disciple
standing by whom he loved.
Mm-hmm.
Unto his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. Behold.
Thy son.
Good job, Emma. Haley?
Yes? Can I go?
Go ahead.
John chapter 19, verse 27, King James Version. Then the saith, he to the disciple, behold the mother, behold thy mother, and from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home.
Amen. Good job. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen.
Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, King James Version. And the Lord passed before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Amen.
Exodus?
I didn't.
Come over here so you can see it. Come.
Exodus chapter 34.
Exodus chapter 24.
34.
34.
Verse
7.
Good. King James Version.
King James Version.
Keeping mercy.
Keeping mercy.
What's this word?
For.
Mm-hmm. Thousands.
Thousands.
Forgiving.
Giving.
Forgiving.
Forgiving.
Iniquity.
Iniquity. And.
Transgression.
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 Transgression. And. His.
No. You had it right the first time.
His.
Sin.
Sin. In. And. At, out,
that
will they
by
no
means
clear the
guilty
them
no
visiting the and
iniquity
of the
fathers
upon the
children
and
upon
the children
unto
the
third,
and to the fourth.
Mm-hmm. Generation.
Generation.
Good.
First John chapter 4, verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Amen. Good job, little ones. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 752. Continuing, who will take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing. As the eyes of Jesus wandered over the multitude about him, one figure arrested his attention. At the foot of the cross stood his mother, supported by the disciple John. She could not endure to remain away from her son. And John, knowing that the end was near, had brought her again to the cross. In his dying hour, Christ remembered his mother, looking into her grief-stricken face, and then upon John. Oh no!
Continue. Go ahead, Ethan. Sorry, Bob.
I was gonna let somebody else do this part.
Okay, Pop, thank you. He said to her, Woman, behold thy son. Then to John, behold thy mother. John understood Christ's words and accepted the trust. He at once took Mary to his home and from that hour called her tenderly. Cared for her tenderly. O pitiful, loving Savior, amid all his physical pain and mental anguish, he had a thoughtful care for his mother. He had no money with which to provide for her comfort. Continue on the next slide, please. But he was enshrined in the heart of John, and he gave his mother to him as a precious legacy. Thus, he provided for her that which she most needed, the tender sympathy of one who loved her because she loved Jesus. And in receiving her as a sacred trust, John was receiving a great blessing. She was a constant reminder of his beloved master. The Desire of Ages, page 752, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn, dear ones, our first beautiful scripture song together. This one is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, with margin, King James Version. It was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section God's Love of the Memory Verse CD.
What manner of love? 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love.
Amen. Welcome to those that are coming in. We are still in the Desire Ages, still in page 752. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The perfect example of Christ's filial love shines forth with undimmed luster from the midst of ages. For nearly 30 years, Jesus, by his daily toil, hath helped bear the burdens of the home. And now, even in his last agony, he remembers to provide for his sorrowing little mother. The next slide, please, and I'll bubble down so someone can read.
Continuing. Joshua, go ahead, Papa.
The Desire of Ages, page 752. Continuing. The same spirit will be seen in every disciple of our Lord. Those who follow Christ will feel that it is a part of their religion to respect and provide for their parents. In the heart where his love is cherished, father and mother will never fail of receiving thoughtful care and tender sympathy. The Desire of Ages, page 752, paragraph 3.
Layla, Desire of Ages, page 752. And now the Lord of Glory has dying a ransom for the race. And ye'd feel in yielding up his precious life, Christ was not upheld by trumpet joy. All the oppressive gloom. It was not the dread of death that weighed upon him. It was not the pain and the ignominy of the cross that caused his inexpressible agony.
Christ was the Prince of Sufferers, but his suffering was from a sense of the malignity of sin.
Malignity of sin. Continuing. A knowledge that through familiarity with evil, man had become blinded to its enormity. Christ saw how deep is the hold of sin upon the human heart, how few would be willing to break from its power. He knew that without help from God, humanity must perish, and he saw multitudes perishing within reach of abundant help. Desire of Ages, page 752, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn another beautiful scripture psalm together, dear one. But this one was taken from Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 7. Margin. And is also taken from the section of God's love of the scripture song singers.
The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, iniquity, transgression and sin. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7.
Amen. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 753. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic to do so.
The Desire of Ages, page 753. Continuing. Upon Christ, as our substitute and surety, was laid the iniquity of us all. He was counted a transgressor, that he might redeem us from the condemnation of the law. The guilt of every descendant of Adam was pressing upon his heart. The wrath of God against sin, the terrible manifestation of his displeasure because of iniquity, filled the soul of his son with consternation. Next slide, please. All his life, Christ had been publishing to a fallen world the good news of the Father's mercy and pardoning love. Salvation for the chief of sinners was his theme. But now, with the terrible weight of guilt he bears, he cannot see the Father's reconciling face. The withdrawal of the divine countenance from the Savior in this hour of supreme anguish pierced his heart with a sorrow that can never be fully understood by man. So great was this agony that his physical pain was hardly felt. Desire of Ages, page 753, paragraph.
Continuing the reading. In the Desire of Ages, page 753. Satan, with his fierce temptations, wrung the heart of Jesus. The Savior could not see through the portals of the tomb. Hope did not present to him his coming forth from the grave a conqueror, or tell him of his Father's acceptance of the sacrifice. He feared that sin was so offensive to God that their separation was to be eternal. Wow. Christ felt the anguish which the sinner will feel when mercy shall no longer plead for the guilty race. It was the sense of sin bringing the Father's wrath upon him as man's substitute that made the cup he drank so bitter and broke the heart of the Son of God. The Desire of Ages, page 753, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans chapter 23, from the King James Version margin, also taken from the section God's Love of the Scripture Singer Song.
For the wages of sin is death, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, through Jesus Christ our Lord, eternal life received.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Savior. We are going to hold the sixth question for our review section next Sabbath. So I hope that you all will be there by God's grace. So next week, we will be reviewing our lesson entitled Calvary Part 7. Please have the questions ready, or if you have any other question that may need research, you can send it before Thursday by God's grace, or you can retain it till we get together again. Who would like to close our family meeting with prayer, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We want to thank you for bringing us together once more on your blessed day to worship you and to learn about you. We thank you for all the lessons and the blessings that you have provided for us so far. As we move on to the next section, we pray for more blessings, Father. We pray for discernment and be with the speaker in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to continue with our review of our chapter 78 entitled Calvary Part 7. And that will take place December the 30th by God's grace 2023. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. And also leaving the quote and also the scripture from Psalm 16:8, King James Version. And it reads, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Margin, our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness, all depends upon our union with Christ. It is by communion with him, daily, outwardly, by abiding in him, that we are to grow in grace. He is not only the author, but the finisher of our faith. It is Christ first and last and always. He is to be with us, not only at the beginning, and at the end of our course, but at every step of the way. That was taken from Step to Christ, page 69, paragraph 1. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.